My name is Sharon Silveria. I'm married to Clifford. I get called Mrs. Clifford at the schools most of the time. I'm the chief financial officer at Clifford's Car Care. I take care of all the books and all the financial dealings with the business. One of the things I do as being the chief financial officer is I strive to save money. By doing that, I'm able to save the customer money, which makes it easier for them to get their repairs done on their car, because everything I do is going to eventually affect the customer. Whether I'm buying office supplies or buying parts, it's all going to affect the customer. So we try to be as cost efficient as we can when we're doing that. Let me tell you about Clifford. When Clifford and I first got together, he's a very generous man, and I would get a little iffy about him loaning everything to people. And he told me, he says, we don't own any of this. The Lord gave it all to us, so we don't own it. And I have come to understand that this man will give you the shirt off his back and even iron it for you first too, because he's just that generous. He'll do that for anybody. He's taught me about kindness and about generosity. He's a good man. He's good to the kids. Good to all the employees. He's actually a friend to everyone we meet. Something that can embarrass our teenage daughter in line at the Walmart, because he'll talk to anybody. He's just kind to anybody. He's never met a stranger. He'll talk to anybody. He'll talk forever to anybody. He's honest when he talks to people. He means what he says, and he follows up with what he says he'll do. And he's taught that to the guys that work here. He's taught them that integrity is the most important thing they can ever have. You know, when you're in a service industry like this, if you mess up on giving good service, you might as well close your door, because your reputation's all you have. And at the end of the day, I've got somebody big to answer to than any customer. And that's why we believe that we should treat everybody as we would want to be treated. We're very glad of our sign that we have outside. It's the last of my First Amendment rights. I put scriptures on it. I put quotes on it. We do anniversaries and birthdays. But once we had a gentleman come by the front of the shop, drop a $100 bill on the front. He said, I'm not a customer, but I drive by and see your sign when I'm in town. He's a salesman or something. He said, I want this to go toward paying the light bill for that sign. And I loved that. And then we have people all the time that'll call and say, what was the last part of that quote? Or what was the last part of that scripture? I didn't get it. They were driving by, and they'll call and ask. So the sign has been very effective to talk to our friends in the neighborhood. I mean, I don't put specials on it. I don't put prices on it. That's something up there that gives us the opportunity to talk to the community, to talk to our friends. There's a little old lady that always bakes cookies and things for the guys, and we always put a thank you to her up there. It's just been a blessing to have that. Almost all of our business is word of mouth. We don't do a bunch of advertising. We don't do flyers. It's all word of mouth. In a business like this, that'll make you or break you. People tell what you did well, and they'll tell what you didn't. So I think that that's part and parcel of why we've been so blessed, is he just does a good job. And he's trained all these young men to know that and to train each other. When a new person comes in, he talks to the guys that have been here longer, and he tells them that it's their responsibility to mentor that new person. It's their responsibility to help them become a good man, a good father, a good husband. And they take that very seriously. All of our guys seem to take that very seriously. When we get a new person, they just step right up and help them feel like they're welcome, but also help them learn the things they need to learn. We don't have cursing in our shop. We don't have smoking in our shop. We don't have bad pictures in our shop. I'll tell you a funny thing. The girls from across the street at the sports club came over one day and asked if they could put a calendar up in our shop. And I said, no, I'd rather not have that in our shop. I said, we run a Christian shop. And she said, well, can I put it in the back? And I said, no, I own that part too. They just don't understand. We don't have all that lewd and crude stuff in our shop. These guys respect each other. They really do. They help each other. If somebody's got something going on, they'll go help them. If they're not doing something, they'll help the other guy. Even in the office, everybody will come answer the phone if they need to. I mean, it's just a really good thing. They'll take care of the customers. I have taken home customers who will tell me how much they appreciate the guys and the things they do. Our customers actually know our technicians. They'll ask for one by name. They want that person working on their car. And I think that's a special rapport that they have with the customers. I'm Sharon Silveria, CFO at Clifford's Car Care. I'm grateful to be able to get to know all of our customers and serve our community. Y'all come back now, you hear?